Soon
Amazing.
as. So, Sheila, a burnout is to us a firestormer, one of the people that have gone through the firestorm in the
Oh,
wastes.
yeah.
Yeah.
The crazy
I remember
people,
that.
the Gladius
Yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Like their minds turn and they kind of
Yeah.
wig out. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Noctis's people just call them burnouts because they don't like them.
And one has come to the other side of the spine, which hasn't happened literally ever. And he's tracking, Noctis is tracking him to find out what he's doing, why he's doing that. Because they're not fans.
It's a very important session. 69.
Dang.
All right.
What?
Wow. Okay.
Okay, and the plan
So.
that I wrote down was we have 24 miles left in the woods, 3 miles per hour stealthily for 8 hours to get through the woods, and then we camp outside the woods.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the plan. We go.
I'll roll survival.
Are we sleeping? We slept, right?
Oh, we slept or we did not
Well,
sleep? We long
I think
rested.
we were just settling in.
Yes,
Yeah.
you can. If you
Did it
wish,
work?
you can. Yeah, you did the. Did you do the double? Because you have to do the double rest to get a long rest. Had you decided to do that? I can't remember.
Did we decide to do
We
that?
did,
I
I
think
think.
that's why we stopped there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that you'd be fresh and ready to go for the last and most dangerous part of the haul.
Wait, can we press long rest then? Or no? Michael?
Yeah, go ahead and
Yeah, I
rest
think
long
so.
rest. Noctis,
Want to
I
make
think
sure.
you already had an inspiration, right?
I did, so somebody else should have it.
Looks like I have one. Do we get to carry him over session to session?
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
I have a really
Roll
old
off.
one then. Yeah, I think mine's pretty old too.
All right, I get to take it. Thanks.
This was my
Everybody
first
else
one.
has one.
Also, Sheila, your new character has been introduced.
Oh.
If you're ready to take her for a spin.
Oh my God. Dun dun
Here,
dun.
I need to add a
I was
new
just looking at
role as your
Aluni
buffer.
stuff.
Good luck.
Aluni's still with us too.
Kelly's been doing
Yeah,
a lot of good Aluni lately.
Aluni's been kicking
yeah.
ass, honestly.
Yeah, Aluni's
Yeah,
been pretty
she's pretty good.
clutch.
Yes.
They threw acid on the same people over and over, just repeatedly. It
Yeah.
was
Too
bad
great.
she killed a bunch of kids.
Rough, dude.
Yeah,
Rough,
tough.
super rough, dude.
All right, so you can have fun looking around Artemis's character sheet there, Sheila. You also
Whoa.
have your animal companion, Luna.
I see.
Who's the wolf?
Oh, amazing.
So, have fun with her.
Ooh, you gotta put her in the party.
Okay. Ah, yes. How to do that?
Yeah, don't know.
The party members. How do I add somebody to the party? Oh, drag and drop them probably. Okay. Boom. Yeah, it's one of those things where it's actually simpler than I think. All right. I do like it when that happens. Okay, so you're waking up. You're gonna head on out.
I want to talk to Flint.
Okay.
Sometime during the night, I guess, when people are watching and stuff. I feel like this is not what you're expecting. But this beast that Artemis has been talking about, you didn't react very well to that. Is that what happened to your village?
Yes. And me. Only I got
And you.
away.
Yeah, I remember you were hurt, right?
Yeah. You imagine the old stories where you find a beast. He is doing what I do. I'm often out in the woods anyway, and never expected to come across this thing. And we tussled for a long time, and he got the best of me, or it got the best of me, I guess is better. But
did it go away? What happened to it after?
Well, it got my village. And I limped away, and there wasn't anything left for me in the village, so I spent my years moving around and trying to live my life and earn a living. But I didn't know where it went. After it had gotten my village, I couldn't find it anymore, and it's been gone ever since.
Okay. Well,
I don't even really know what it is.
Well, we'll get it.
Probably. Yeah, I hope so. I mean, yeah, it would be like facing down a pack of those wolves or more.
Well, it's
not I'm not alone this time.
Exactly.
So. And I'm guessing Artemis has done some research and Ari probably got involved as well, it sounds like. So we might be in better shape this time around. And you know what? Yeah. I wouldn't mind some revenge.
Happy to help you find it.
Thanks.
Do you remember if it did it feel like this weird wolf stuff, or is it something different? Do you remember?
Are we gonna meet?
Yeah, Michael. Like,
you never got a really good look at it. It seems to have characteristics of different creatures.
Yeah, I don't think it's exactly the same thing, but I'm not exactly sure what it is either. I mean, maybe it's a thing from the old tales, but it isn't like anything else I've ever seen in this world.
Mm-hmm. And it's intelligent enough to have taken out Flint's village as a reprisal. So there's definitely some kind of human level cunning or intellect going on there as well. Sheila, real quick, I'll talk to you. I'll give you the full scoop on Artemis later, but Artemis and Flint go way back. She met Flint.
I can do that one.
Yeah, go for it.
I wouldn't have even made it out without Artemis.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was she involved in that situation?
Whoops. Sorry, I unplugged the wrong cord.
I had to restart my computer. It got mad at me. I'll be back.
Oh, no.
Okay. At least it wasn't this. You know, I was passed out for I don't know how long. And when I awoke, she had found me. If you hadn't guessed, she's a rather good tracker. And nose changes in the woods when she sees them. So, yeah, she really nursed me back to health and taught me what I know about our order. Well, introduced me to the order, I guess I should say. You know, I didn't have a lot to go back to. And I've never been one for believing the old stories either. I think they're mostly a bunch of shit, especially the Primus stuff. And not sad to be, have lived away from those sunshines most of my life. So to see that there was something else, possibly, was enough interest for me to get involved. And, you know, honestly, the practitioners are mostly good people from what I've met. I guess I only know a few, but, you know, I've protected a lot of people and taken a lot of responsibility for far less reasonable folks. So it feels right to help them out.
Yeah. Well, I'm grateful that she helped you and led you here.
Thanks, I am too.
Yeah. Sheila, when Artemis and Flint reunited, that's the first time they saw, the party has seen him smile with a big wide grin.
Oh, hey, yep. Nice. It's about time Flint got to smile.
Yep. 67 sessions in or something like that.
Dang.
Yeah, it was 6-7. Or 6-6 or 6-7, certainly.
And Zariel felt a way about that, if you know what I mean.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. The plot thickens.
And Roth made food. And that's
yay!
That's
the same
thing. Yeah, Roth.
How do you use some good spices?
No, I didn't make dinner because I was digging graves.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a bunch of people died. I had to.
You can say you made dinner last night.
Oh, yeah, of course I made dinner. Yeah, I'm always cooking. Always on that grind.
Always be cooking?
ABC.
Just meal prepping for everybody.
Don't knock that meal prepping. I cooked like a dozen meals in one evening once.
Good for you.
Oh, yeah. No, it's I live by it, man.
I love to pretend to meal prep.
Yeah. Is it frozen? Okay. Put it.
I just ate a breakfast bowl from Trader Joe's for dinner, so sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
That's right.
Exactly. And cucumbers. Very healthy.
A lot of hydration in cucumbers. Okay. Anyway. Go.
Go.
All right.
I've been wanting to ask about the beast for like 3 sessions.
No, that's good. That's good.
That's a good one.
How many hours until we get out of the woods?
8.
I believe it's 8.
Mm-hmm. 8. Yeah. Okay, we're going a cool 8 through avian territory.
A very stealthy 8.
We're gonna roll. Yeah, we're gonna roll perfect. Yeah, because we can be stealthy.
Who? Okay,
we can.
Flint we're traveling.
Trace. Does anyone else have
traveling.
It?
Sorry.
I know Flint has Pass Without Trace. Does anyone else have Pass Without Trace?
I certainly do. I'm assuming it's time for Pass Without Trace. Well, it's only for 1 hour, so.
Yeah, but how many times can you do it?
3 or 4. Okay. We long rested, so maybe.
Oh, no, I do have it. Holy shit.
Ooh. Okay, let me see.
Are we going to stack Pass Without Trace all the way through?
That's what I thought. Yeah.
3. I have got 3.
Okay.
I can only do it for about 3 hours.
It's a second level spell. I got 3 spell slots.
Okay.
I mean, you wouldn't have the spell if we get into trouble, but.
I do have a free cast as well. Wait, that's fun.
What?
Hold on. So, are you telling me that we got 7 Pass Without Traces?
I think so.
All right, can they last how long? An hour.
7 out of the 8 hours.
So if we push it a little bit, we can get under the 8 hours and get into 7 or less.
We technically can't. I mean, the good thing about what we're doing is we're going 3 miles an hour right now, so we have the sneaky steps already. We're stacking the sneaky steps with path without trace.
Make sure we save one for the trip out of the woods. I want to get 7 hours in and then.
Yeah, I'm thinking do the first hour without it and then maybe. I don't know. It's a risk because then you guys both.
We can go slower.
I don't think we have to, though, right? Because
no, we can go
like
three. We can go 3 miles an hour.
We're already going three.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. We'll go first hour without, and we'll see what happens.
We're gonna get fucked.
Okay. Yeah.
We're already dead. It's already too.
Here we go.
Hold on. We rethink this. How about this?
Do you think they guard the perimeter?
We go 5 minutes in between every pass without trace.
That'd be hilarious.
just 5 minutes in between each one.
I do feel like the first hour might be actually risky because, like, this is the edge of their territory, so maybe they're guarding it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So maybe we use it the first hour.
I think we do.
I'm okay with the 5 minute strat, but.
I mean, it's not exactly 5 minutes, a little more, but.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
It feels right to me.
Or we do it at the end because we can, like, race to the woods edge, you know? I don't know.
Right, because we can go faster with pass without trace. That's the thing. It's like I think
How fast is Kenna?
Let's see. How fast is Luna?
Fast is Luna?
Let me see. Luna's speed is 40 feet.
Ooh, that's how fast I can go. I'm a fucking wolf. Which is ridiculous. Wolves are so fast.
My speed is 60 feet.
60? Wow.
Okay. Yeah. So do we send Kenna to scout, and then when Kenna sees something, we pop our first pass without trace?
Yeah.
Unless it's an avian, and Kenna gets taken out by an avian.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she's pretty fast.
Hawks do like to eat birds, small birds. Not that Kenna's a bird, but she is a tiny bird.
Nobody listen to Michael.
Who's Kenna?
He's not here to... What?
Oh, you don't remember Kenna?
No.
Oh, you might not.
This isn't Sheila. She was gone for a while.
Kenna, you're playing your character perfectly. Yeah.
Oh, was this from before I joined? And then...
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Not, yeah. She wasn't in the dagger with us, so yeah, you might not.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cute. All right then. Excellent.
Yeah, you met her. You met her in the first chapter.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Kenna introduced herself to Artemis in her head because she can talk in people's heads.
Oh, amazing! I mean, not Kenna. That's what I meant.
Yeah. Yeah. I am a little nervous because she is squishy. Oh, she has a disposition. That's funny. Like she can be mad at me.
That determines for certain game effects if you're hostile, neutral, or friendly. Certain effects will affect you or not. But yeah, you can. I can make it work for whether she's happy with you or not.
Honestly. I am a little worried that she's going to get eaten by a bird, to be honest. But if Luna has a 40 foot, maybe they can sort of like tag team and kind of watch each other's backs a bit. Like she can just fly 40 feet to hang back for Luna.
Yeah, I think they could do that. I've got 40 feet as well.
I can
keep up with Luna.
That's awesome.
I can scout ahead.
Yeah.
Wait. Mark over here.
Yeah.
Oh, pass without Sheila. A trace is a 30-foot AOE, so...
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah.
Sheila,
did
you ever watch X-Men?
Watch the what?
X-Men.
Which one? wasn't there, like, the animated series and... Animated one. But Clint, my husband, is a, you know...
junkie. Yeah. So
there's a character in there called the Beast.
Oh, yeah, for blue, sure.
And he can teleport.
Yep.
Okay, that's Noctis.
Nightcrawler.
Nice.
Yeah. It's super.
Nightcrawler. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. There you go. Nightcrawler. That's what I meant. Yeah. Not that.
Yeah, without the awesome.
Beast is also blue.
That's the other guy. But anyway, so if you think of like that kind of like ability to get the fuck out of there,
that's awesome. Yeah, I just know that because Clint's drawn it. That's how I know it.
I'm sure
he has. I'm yeah.
Well, also, I'm not quite as good as Pass Without Trace, but it's going to be hard to see me in the first place, so it's pretty good for scouting.
And also, I feel like Zariel could keep, like, a mental connection with him so that if he saw something, he could tell her in his head right away, and then we can pop it.
Okay, sure. We're going... 5 minutes to 10 minutes without Pass Without Trace. We want to know immediately when something happens, and then we're gonna drop Pass Without Trace the second something feels or is off, and we're gonna pull everybody back into the radius. We'll see how many minutes we can go before we have to pop it. We need time. We need to make up another hour somehow. Unless we want to run for, you know, X amount of time.
What do you mean make up another hour?
Just like sprinting through the forest.
We have 7 hours covered with Pass Out Without Trace, right? So we need one more hour covered.
Yeah,
we're gonna do like a minute game, or we can do a hustle up for a couple hours and still Pass Without Trace.
I think we're gonna hustle. I feel like that's easier. All right. I mean, it's certainly easier on my phone.
I mean, if we went 4 miles per hour, then we could get there in 6. With Pass Without Trace on.
Yeah, if we did that, we could do that too.
Okay, let's try it.
We could just try to move quickly without stealth and rely on Pass Without Trace.
All right, let's do that. Let's go X amount of time, whatever Michael wants us to roll for, and we'll pop some Pass Without Traces.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Who's starting? All right. We'll alternate so we all get spell shots.
Yeah. Once first.
This is because Flint and Artemis know we know the woods. We know how to be silent and stealthy.
Okay.
She taught me things.
things. Zariel's like, what kind of things?
Yeah. It was wrong. He was eating it up.
We got to get through 24 miles here, folks. We're going 4 miles per hour. We're popping a Pass Without Trace.
I don't like
Michael,
that.
Tell us how we do.
Don't mind me.
I'm going to mind you very much.
I don't like who's, secret rules.
Who's doing the first Pass Without Trace?
I think it Artemis should be Sheila. I think it should be Artemis because she's got one more than you.
I got that free one.
You should get the free one. Michael, so cool. A note as you are rolling dice, I'm still going to be popping otherworldly senses over and over and over again, so it's constantly up.
Okay.
That's 60 feet.
Okay.
I am going to have Kenna fly around kind of near us to scout as well. He is black. So she's gonna be I'm hoping that helps her with some stealth too.
And also,
going from tree to tree.
Yeah.
I don't suffer the penalty to passive or active perception checks by moving at a fast pace, so I will continue to be perceptive.
Okay. Tell me how you are rolling. What skill you are rolling to contribute to the journey?
I'll do survival or perception. Survival or perception. Perception, I think. Because I get advantage on perception in the woods, don't I? Let's see. Hell yeah, I do. Oh, nature and survival. Okay.
Blah, 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 my perception blah, blah. Is plus 7. If that helps.
Okay, survival. I'll do survival.
Okay. Where did my nice hot bar go at the top? The dead?
It should be there. I see.
I'll look around.
Yeah, I got it. Mine.
Oh,
it's changed. Good. It's changed, though. Oh, that's the party. What? How come it's the party one? Okay, well, I don't know the answer to that.
So if we're using Pass Without Trace, can I still contribute stealth to the party, or should I choose something different?
Well, if you are going, if you're going to be leaving the bubble of stealthiness to do some scouting, you could still do stealth.
Does that work if I leave it and come back?
Yep. I think so. You guys will have to confirm that.
Okay.
Pass Without Trace.
Because with Pass Without Trace on, I have a nearly unprecedented modifier to my stealth checks. Plus 20.
Like,
oh my god.
Oh my god.
With advantage for myself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Could literally break 40.
This is good.
20. Yeah, it says while in the aura, you and each creature you choose have a plus 10 bonus. So yeah, you can return to the bubble if you need to.
Okay. Then that's what I'm going to contribute then. I'm going to contribute stealth, and I have my shroud up, so that will be an advantage for my extra creatures anyway.
Yeah, that'll do.
And that's not with the plus 10, so it's a 36 if I'm in.
Amazing.
Okay. What's Zariel doing?
I'm wondering if I can do stealth too, but by using just some like latent shadowy stuff to like shroud us a bit.
Would that be an arcana?
It could be.
Or
yeah. I can do arcana.
Okay.
Yeah, give me an arcana.
Nice.
Okay. That'll do.
Girl knows her stuff.
I actually have a plus 19 to stealth and also have advantage, so I'm almost as stealthy as Noctis. One less.
Wow.
Whip it out of measure, why don't we?
I'm feeling a little inadequate all of a sudden.
You're the reason we can go fast, so don't feel inadequate.
Okay.
And Roth, what are you doing to contribute?
Thinking about just intimidating the world around me.
I mean, I asked that last time. And
athletics?
Keep your light off.
Okay.
Oh, we need someone to like move stuff out of the way?
Athletics, yes. I'll move trees and stuff.
Burly men.
You're carrying the weaklings' bags for them when they get tired.
I'll carry the load. By the load, I mean characters.
Carry me. Okay.
All right, that's fine.
Good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because, Zariel, because you rolled that nat 20, and you are using your arcane ability to reach out and create kind of a darker, you know, it's always dark in this, in the woods in general.
Extends a little bit.
But because your arcane senses are active and you are aware of a moment when you step across some kind of a magic threshold, almost like a snare. You feel this little tug of energy and then a release, like a trip wire breaking. And then it's gone.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's a relief.
How long has it been? since we started walking.
Oh, does Artemis say... get to contribute something?
Oh yeah, go for it. What are you contributing?
Perception.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's perceive stuff. Hopefully. Oh, why is it all question marks? I can't see it.
I don't know why that is.
There you are. You're hidden ones, right?
Oh yeah. Sometimes a perception check you do hidden, right? Don't you, Michael? So that way we don't know for sure that we just missed something.
Oh, right. That's cool. Okay. Got it.
Like, you get a one or a two and you're like, okay.
Normally I'd be pretty pleased with a 16, but now I'm like, oh God.
Compared you're to the lowest else. Roller.
I know.
Okay. So it has been about, hold on. Let me see.
Is Aluni with us?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is Aluni in the room?
Yes.
So Aluni can do something too. I'm kind of scared that she's going to make it worse, though.
Probably.
Honestly.
I'm going to help!
Yeah.
I'm helping!
She accidentally dumps out all our pots and pans.
Yeah. God. We could have her do a nature check. She can recall lore about terrain, plants, animals, and weather. That might be pretty nice. Yeah.
Sure.
Aw, adorable.
Okay. Sheila's a 16 across the board tonight.
That's right.
Sweet 16, never been taken away.
I did just play I Am 16 Going on 17 ad nauseum for like 3 weeks straight. So there you go.
Oh, man.
Which I love, honestly. So Reed, did you do that? There was one summer we did Sound of Music in school. Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I did Sound of Music in high school, but
okay.
At IU.
I did. I don't remember which summer it was though. Might have been 2000 or something. It was
I played in the like summer orchestras.
Mm.
To answer your question, Kelly, you have been going just under 2 hours when you feel this.
Okay. I'm going to say, I think they know we're here. Maybe we should slow down, try to be quieter for a bit.
Maybe we should speed up so they don't know where we are.
Speed up a little and then slow down.
Just under 2 hours.
Duck and Bob. Bob and Weave. Is that what it is?
How do you know?
I felt something.
We didn't see anything.
I think they have some kind of alarm spell up. I felt it go off.
Can anybody dispel magic?
I think it's been, the damage has been done already, fortunately.
Maybe it's a tracker.
True.
We could shield ourselves.
What do I sense anything, Michael?
Just the same kind of malaise, but nothing. No.
Has it increased or decreased?
No, it's just about the same.
Do we have any sense of what kind of magic this tripwire could have been? Like, do we have any sense of like who could have placed it? Let me be more specific. Do we think like an avian could have set this kind of magic? Do we think like spooky goblins could set this kind of magic? Do we think it's something darker? Like, where are we at with this magic tripwire and the ability to make it?
Give me a history or arcana check.
I wonder if what's his name, Aemon, might have experience with like what kind of creature could do that kind of magic.
Yeah, what the hell is Aemon do? He's just like, come on this way.
He's an apothecary. Yeah, he's just contributing the weed.
Yeah,
the weed. Okay, have Aemon roll for it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Let's have Roth be the one that was curious about it. Okay, let's keep that in perspective.
Hmm.
I just don't want to roll Arcana.
Okay. He's kind of whispering. He's clearly very nervous about all of this. And he says, most of the avian tribes that I am aware of have some pretty talented druids, primarily nature magic, and they are definitely known for setting traps. And it's entirely possible that they've got some kind of alarm system set up.
Fucking druids.
No.
So they know that we just crossed this. I do think we should get away quickly.
Yeah, okay.
Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town.
Can I step back over it and see if anything happens? Like, do I feel it again?
Mm-hmm.
I do feel it again?
No, you don't.
I don't.
Right, it just dissipated.
Do you think that with her nat 20, it maybe, like, dispelled it rather than, like, triggered it?
No.
Just hypothetically speaking.
Hey, you only live once, right?
Sheila, what would you say
if
it just seems appropriate.
Sheila, you
know about this because of the nat 20.
You were in college once, right? You ever do that sweet prank where, like, you put a bucket of water over somebody's door and they walk in and the water just douses them?
Mm.
I think that's what just happened.
Oh, no.
I think we just got water bucketed.
Oh, so wait a minute. Is it like the nat 20 is that she was aware that it was triggered? Is that okay? Right.
Yep. Because she was in tune with her arcane stuff when you guys walked over the tripwire, the magic tripwire, she felt it go.
Okay.
She felt a snap.
The water bucket tumbled. Damn.
Yeah.
Eamon says there's probably some kind of item nearby that was controlling that.
Ooh. Hear me out. What if we sent Kenna and Luna, like, laterally to trip them other places? Mm. And maybe it's just, like, one long line and we already tripped it, but... just to, like, misdirect where it was or something.
I mean, a one long line wouldn't be very effective. Because all they can tell you is someone somewhere is in our country.
That's true. Yeah.
So, yeah, that might work.
Then they're in danger is the issue, but... they're fast.
But what are familiars for?
Well, you would hope that the regular wildlife would not trip those tripwires, though.
Yeah, it's true. Well, maybe we just get away.
Let's run. Yeah. Well, I think we're already moving quickly.
We continue moving quickly and pretend it never happened.
Yeah. It's...
but we keep paths without trace.
Oh, shit. Damn it. We're on a map.
Oh.
I don't see anything.
You're telling me we went a little over 6 more hours and this is the edge of the forest?
Yeah, this is the last dash to safety, right?
Right.
Thanks.
Right over that river.
Why is there a dot on my stupid mouse? I hate this. Oh, I'm measuring.
Ooh. Shake it off.
Crying. Upsetting. There we go. Michael, this is not for now, but I'm furious I don't have my skills as a top bar anymore.
Have you tried reloading?
Oh, well. Yeah, I have it.
Yeah, mine came back.
I'm just letting you know. Not for now.
All right.
Furious.
Well, just hit the reload button.
I am.
Okay.
I feel like we at least are aware that they know that we're here, and maybe we're more alert because we're looking out more and being more perceptive because this happened.
Oh. Actually, this top bar is better than it used to be. Damn.
Yeah, but... it's bragging on me. Son, I can't get back in the cave.
Yeah, look at that. Oh, this is good. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Good job, Michael.
I'm so upset.
Still not there?
Oh, it just came back. Oh, fuck yeah. I need this bar, man.
I had no idea what you guys were talking about, but it's okay, I'll take the word for it.
you need the bar too.
Need the bar. It's okay. We'll get it. We'll get it eventually.
It's a HUD.
How big is this?
HUD.
Yeah,
it is a HUD.
If you click, Sheila, if you click your character, there should be a little bar somewhere on your screen, usually in the upper part, I think by default, that should have your name, your character's name, and then a black bar with inventory feature spells, which affects the ability. So your little shortcut thing that you can use.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You are on the map. I have a question for you guys, just technically speaking. Can you see the entire map, but some of it is gray?
Black.
Black?
Yeah.
We see black where we don't have line of sight, where like trees are.
Yeah, fog of war.
Okay, but is there some that's just pure black?
Yeah.
Almost everything is pure black.
All
right. Not for me. I can see quite a bit. Oh. That might be because my characters are on the edge.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right. I just can't see where there's trees, basically.
I'm at a retcon that we had, that I casted Goodberry last night before our long rest. So I still have six.
Good record. Good.
What I'm doing is I'm moving each of your guys' elevation up high so that you can see everything. Because I want you to be able to see the terrain, just not everything in it immediately.
Did I climb a tree? Is there a tree? I'll climb a tree.
There are trees, yeah.
I'll climb a tree.
I'll climb one.
Oh, God.
Sheila, you missed us being complete cowards. Totally avoided combat.
For a while.
By climbing trees and hopping between them.
Yeah, amazing. I jumped a lot of trees, and I did a good job until the last tree, and the wolves did not get us.
Wow. That's
true.
Yeah.
It just reminded, was it Ari that climbed the tree when we were doing the, the house? What was that?
Oh, yeah.
The Strahd thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was funny.
We're getting campaigns mixed up, but
yeah, that was the one. Ari was shot.
Ari was the investigators.
Yeah.
Oh shit! What am I thinking? Who was in the tree for the Strahd thing? When we did that house,
there was a tree in the house
with all
there
the ghosts.
No tree there.
No. But like at the end, when we were outside, somebody climbed a tree and like was watching the inside from the outside. Mm. It was near the end of the whole thing. We were trying to get out. Dude, I promise. I remember it was Mike's character, and it was some weenie, and he just didn't... Okay. It was a bard dude. Who was it? It was the guy. What was his name?
Sheila, you've been gone for too long. Okay, you're losing it. You're losing it.
No, it could have been... it could have been his brother. Whoever,
maybe.
Yeah.
Oberon. Eberron. No. What is that guy's name?
Yeah. We'll get there.
I'm telling you, you were in the tree.
Anyway,
climb the tree.
I'm trying to murder some druids here.
Is there something that indicates? Is there something different about this space of land that has been different up until now that would make Flint want to climb a tree? Like, what is it about? We just happen to be here now.
The only thing that makes this area different than the area you were in before was the fact that Zuriel detected some magical.
Okay.
Threshold.
So she detected the magical thing, and now we landed our asses on that.
Yep.
And we kind of said, "Wait, wait, wait," okay. And now we're listening, and now Yeah.
Now we're out of it. Just under 2 hours in. Okay. Sure.
So you're kind of sitting around wondering what to do here.
Climb the tree.
Good. Climb that tree. All right.
Yeah, I want to just be able to look out. Wait, we already have Kenna, but whatever.
All right, you're climbing up. We'll say that's... I don't know why it keeps telling me that the levels...
We've got climbing speed 40 feet. I don't know if
you're... All right, well, the tree's 20 feet tall. This is a fairly somewhat fall.
I do it in half a second.
Okay, can you see more of the map now?
Yeah, I certainly can. I don't see anything of interest, though. The lay of the land, I'll explain down the lay of the land and just say that there seems to be a bridge, a river with a bridge, and some
mounds. Someone built this.
Yeah, somebody built this bridge. I don't know, do avians need bridges? Probably
not. Probably not. But the orcs probably didn't build it, so why is there a bridge here?
Yeah, maybe some other... It looks like there's some other possible man-made or intelligent creature-made steps over in the far, let's say, 10 o'clock area.
Hmm.
All right, let's go. I'll unclimb the tree.
Listening, yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll climb up the tree, I'll do a perception check, I guess. Does that mean I gotta drop my survival? Not really, but I'll just do a perception check up there.
Right.
Oh, using the really cool thing at the top.
Alright, well, I need to make a roll.
When you said the stairs were at 10 o'clock, was that kind of close to us, or was it farther away?
Further away. We're really close to the bridge, though.
Okay.
Okay, you don't see anything. But...
Okay, I climbed down. Well, the coast looks clear. It seems like we got to move. If this was like a homing device, maybe they're coming to right to this spot. We just don't know how it works. I know what I'm tracking. I just track.
Profound.
We could move slower and try to cover our tracks.
We don't leave tracks.
I have a feeling we're watching us right now, but yeah, we can try.
Yeah, it could be that too.
The path without a trace should do that for us, right?
We don't leave tracks without
a trace. Yeah, that's good.
If we are...
Hell yeah.
If we are expecting that they're going to be coming after us, then the best thing to do would be to move fast.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Agreed.
Let's boogie.
Let's move fast and stick around Artemis. Let's keep Artemis in the center.
Well, it's an hour, right? So we're into the second hour. So somebody else is. Did you want me to do both of mine back to back?
That's a good point. Yeah. Do back. Sure, do both of yours back to back. So that way.
All right. Let me just put them in the thing just for.
We're not. Michael, are we at 2 hours? You said we were before 2 hours, right?
Or just under two hours.
But not quite.
Well, so we would have used it for the first hour, and then the second one on the second hour, and then we'll need to rip it.
Yep.
And then we're waiting on our third, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so don't burn a slot yet.
Okay.
Yeah, because it'll be my slot for the next.
Yeah, it'll be your slot, but hopefully, if something happens, you'll have an extra slot.
So I take it you're all of you are moving in a group then.
Yes.
Within the 30 feet, probably.
Need to know marching order.
I'm just telling you right now that the idea of moving fast is probably the only move, but the tripwire, Michael's going to say, oh, you know, tripwire is different magic than pass without trace. It doesn't matter. Yeah, you're all fucked anyway.
I'm sure.
Like, there's no...
That's fine. We can pretend that it's going to work, okay?
Okay, let's pretend it's going to work. Let's pretend it's going to work. that he's going to tell us some bullshit about how he got magic.
We don't know anything about avian magic. So
it doesn't matter that Noctis can roll a plus 20 on anything. Doesn't matter right. that Kelly got a nat 20. We're just fucked no matter what.
You're accusing okay. this man of railroading us? Absolutely not.
That's true. I have to try with this Hail Mary here. So Aluni is from this area, and does she have? She has an 11 plus 11 to history. So with this being Ooh. Her stomping grounds and that kind of historical knowledge, is there an opportunity to for her to roll history to see if she knows what the hell's going on?
In terms of what the hell is going on specifically, what do you mean by that?
Like with the history of the avians in this area and potentially how they navigate things or have navigated things.
Yeah, maybe you heard stories or something. Mm-hmm. Bar stories about people tracked by avians.
Yeah. Is that okay, Michael?
Mm-hmm.
For funsies?
Okay. Well, she explains that the avians in these parts are pretty ruthless, but they tend to move through a hunting grounds as to not overhunt an area. So if they're in the area and you trespass, pretty much anybody who gets caught is in trouble. Very, very rarely they're going to make it out. However, if there don't happen to be any tribes in the area, then much of the year it's safe. So, but unfortunately, nobody has like a ledger of exactly where each tribe is at any given moment. So it's kind of a guesswork. Mm-hmm. Eamon seemed to think that there was a better chance of this not being taken, mm-hmm. not being occupied at the moment, but he was not sure at all.
Will he know if they tend to use alarms if they're in the area or not in the area? Like, do they use it to alert? She wouldn't know. Okay, that's fair.
No. Not for something like that. Just simply because this is not the sort of thing that would be in books, and she has never been put herself in the position to need to do this.
Yeah,
in avian bird country.
Yeah. Got it.
Should move and maybe stick along this like little bridge okay. here, so that we're not like out in the open. You know.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, what's our move? Oh, yeah, we're gonna continue moving fast.
Yep. Arrange yourselves however you are going to be moving, and then I can move you all as a group.
Well, I'm scouting ahead, so I'll be in the front.
Yeah, I think
probably not immediately in the front, like front.
Okay, I could be rear guard then.
You want to still be like the 30 foot or no?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't have to be all the time, so I don't know if I am right now or not, but
Artemis would be like.
Who is the center? Yeah, Artemis is that. So Artemis needs to be
in the center.
In the middle. Yep.
Artemis is where Aluni is. That's 30 feet from Noctis.
Well, she would be like where Flint is, like in the middle of everyone, right?
Yeah.
Was it 30 feet radius, though, right?
Yeah, 30 feet in all directions from.
So we got a larger board here than we're thinking. I think we should spread out a little bit.
Yeah, spread out.
I'm going to go this way a little more.
So, Noctis, if you technically wanted to go 15 more feet, you could from Artemis.
Oh, yeah. I'm probably as higher as far in advance as I can. Yeah,
that's good. That's perfect. That's 30.
All right, let me see if I can do this without destroying our lives here.
You mean destroying our lives?
Yeah. Oh, no, he wants to destroy our lives, just not
your
lives.
Yeah.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Mike, your mouse is stressing me out.
I'm doing a lot of measuring. Can you see all my measures?
We can't see the measures. I can just see your mouth going like this.
Like crazy. Yep. I'm doing so much measuring to like make sure I get the most of everybody. Okay.
If you click on your character and then hover over another token, it will tell you above the token, it'll tell you how
far. Shut your dirty mouth. Oh my god, it's so much easier. What the fuck, man? Okay, well, that's a lot easier than me mousing. I'm a good mouse.
Yeah, that mouse, that was looking like my eye floater just bopping all over.
I'm good with a mouse, I'll tell you right now. Okay. There we go.
Everybody moving?
Uh-huh.
I'm just continuing to move you all.
Can we...
If you want to...
put me in the water.
Oh, God!
It's fine. We'll pretend.
All right. You're at the bridge. What are you going to do? Are you going
to... What's the water like? Do we have to cross the bridge?
The water is moving fairly fast, but there are rocks... Right. The direction of the water, by the way, is heading south. Mm. So toward the south side of the map. It's rushing pretty fast. Not quite white water, but approaching it. And it's cold.
So, but across the bridge is the direction we have to go, right?
Correct.
I think so. I don't see anything behind us.
Is this... dim, shadowy lighting around here, or what is it like?
Yeah, basically everything is fairly low light. I would say everywhere is dim light. As far as game effect dim light, if you see shadow on the picture of the map, then it's dark enough for you to do your thing.
Okay. So I'm going to gesture to the rest of the party to just hold still for a moment, and I'm just going to teleport. Like, I'm going to come forward until I can teleport. Like, I don't know, like start right here, maybe. The other side of this. I have to go around. So that I could see, like, I'm just scouting out across the bridge without having them all funnel through the bridge right now.
Okay.
And then maybe I will also take a teleport peek over here just to see if everything looks fine. And if it does, then I will tell them to come. And if it does not, I'll tell them to hold.
Give me a perception check. Looks clear.
Okay.
Every time I say that, have you guys seen the movie Pitch Black?
No.
Okay. Well, there's a scene in it where this guy he looks around, he's like, looks clear, and so they move, and then some monster reaches out and grabs a guy, and then goes back into the darkness, and they look at him like, "What the fuck, dude?" And he's like, "Looks clear. Looks clear."
Well, since we're doing the mental contact thing, I will just mentally tell, come on, cross the bridge.
It's got Vin Diesel though.
Okay, looks clear.
It's fun movie. Okay,
that's all I'm gonna literally say. Looks clear.
Someone check for traps on the bridge or something. Can it name us check for traps? Not me.
No, you just cross.
A loony, maybe?
Nope. Maybe. Let me see.
Loony checks for traps.
I could just
believe Flint has an actual spell called check, detect traps.
Do I?
Maybe.
Wait, I'm checking.
Find traps. Find traps. It's not, it's not prepared.
I don't have it, then.
Yeah. Do not. All right, so you inspect. Somebody wants to inspect the bridge, then?
Would it be perception or?
Sure. How about a loony? Yeah.
Investigation.
Maybe a loony does it and somebody with better investigation than me can assist.
A loony's got good investigation, so.
Yeah, maybe a loony with an assist from Eamon or something.
Eamon, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Aluni, I'm going to move her up a little bit. She kind of gets down on the slope into the water and is inspecting the bridge. And she says, yep. And she points at something the rest of you can't see. And she says, that's rigged to collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody stepping on that? Anybody stepping on that bridge is going to go right in the drink, get very wet and very cold.
What about these rocks? Like over here or over here? Looks like we might be able to skitter across. I certainly think I
There's these ones down here too, south of the bridge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just thanks to Roth and his athletics check. How about that?
So sorry, what do you say? What do you say about rocks?
No, I'm thinking Roth could just toss a loony across once I make it across.
How far across is it, though?
Roth and the rocks. It looks pretty decent. I don't know. Yeah.
How far across? I can measure it. I can measure it. I got a tool.
Each rock is...
25 feet.
Yeah, they're close to each other. So you could... I think pretty much anybody would be able to hop from rock to rock. It's just whether or not they are stable or not.
Go first.
I could. Who's going to go first?
Flint go first, you know what? For sure.
Yeah, I'll go first.
I was going to say, yeah, I'm good at acrobatics. So I could try it.
Wait, who's got the highest acrobatics?
The real measuring plus 7.
Test. Yeah, exactly.
I'm plus 1.
I'm plus 7.
Damn.
So it's either way, Flint and me.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll try it. Does this one look good? Yeah. Why not? It looks bigger anyway. This one looks really nice up here, though. It's just like, boop, boop, boop.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I'm going to go up there.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Where are you going? Okay.
I'm up here, and I'm going to skip across these rocks. I'm going to acrobatic my way across.
Way up there. Okay.
Yeah. Because it's flowing south. I want to be able to like grab a rock or something if I slip.
Okay. Give me an acrobatics check.
Sweet. Finding where it is on this skill thing.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. So you jump across, and it didn't have a very high DC. The DC was 10.
Great.
Inspiration. All right.
I'm pretty sure that I start jumping across and I look like I'm slipping, and yeah, I'm going to burn inspiration on that for sure.
One of the rocks starts to teeter a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to do it for my character like sheet. Could
have been a 1. Holy shit.
No. Wow. Okay, great.
Okay. All right.
Guess I'm.
I love it when that happens to other people.
I have no experience.
All right. So you jump onto the rock. It starts to slip.
In a row.
And then you kind of stabilize for a second. And then as soon as you start to walk into the next one, your feet go out from under you. The rock tumbles into the drink, and so do you.
Shit.
You are now going downstream.
I try to grab this rock.
Okay.
Like wedge myself in it.
Give me an athletics check.
All right. No, Flint. Yeah,
okay. Yep. That's certainly easy enough. You arrest yourself on the rock there.
Can I try to climb up it?
Yep.
I want to try to climb it.
With a 20, it's no problem to get up to the top of it. Yep.
Okay. I'm going to shake myself off a little bit. Shit. And then try to just jump across to here. Oh, you know what?
You didn't hurt yourself.
Okay.
But you're soaking wet now, and it's cold.
Yeah, I'll agree. Yeah, I'll just jump. So I'll do acrobatics again.
Okay, no problem. You jump from there to the other side.
Okay. Shit. Okay. Feel like I know what to do when I got everything wet. Like, he's gonna take off his like main layer and stick it like on this rock to try to dry or something. And I'll wrap myself in a bedroll.
Just immediately. I think maybe let's like get out of here first.
All right, fine. Let's get out of here.
He starts undressing. He starts undressing. We're like, dude, we gotta leave.
Like, I'm wet. No, I know. That's just Reed. I don't like being wet, but I swim now. I
have to leave right now.
Okay, let's get out of here. If I get cold damage, I get cold damage. All right, Noctis, how do we get these other people across?
We jump across the rocks, I think.
Or can we fix the bridge?
Can I just go halfway across the rocks and try to help people from there?
Ooh, good idea.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can
I don't recommend these. I don't recommend the northern ones. They're a little wobbly.
Can I just roll athletics for that?
Yep. Give me an athletics.
There you go.
Easy. Woo-hoo! Okay. You can, from where you are, you can help people, give them advantage on their check. Across the rocks.
Everybody go with advantage.
These rocks?
I need to make another roll real quick.
The non
whatever rocks you want. Yeah. Whatever rocks you want.
Let's go.
We're doing acrobatics?
Done.
Okay.
Let's see. I'll do a leaning first.
I think people can, are you calling for all acrobatics or athletics, or what are you thinking,
Michael? Who's first?
I'll go.
Whatever you prefer. You can get, thanks to Roth's help, you can get advantage on it.
I'm going to come to the other side and try to be
there. Oh my god, Kelly.
I can pull people.
What? What?
You rolled a 1.
And a 11.
I am aware of the 11 as well. I'm just saying. Jesus.
The 1 doesn't count.
I'm aware.
So how, since it is an advantage, basically Roth gave you that 13. How does that work out? Describe what happens.
I mean, Zariel's like reasonably light, I think, and so I imagine Roth just kind of grabs her waist and like tosses her to Flint.
Yeah, it's just on one of these.
Yeah.
And then Flint's over there, one hand is like wringing out something, and the other hand like grabs her.
He does one of those.
He's got a sock in one hand. Like,
can I, when I get over here, can I tap Flint and use prestidigitation to dry him?
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
I think that's the thing it can do.
Give him a cute warmth.
Yeah, just you feel like a nice little warm breeze for a second, and then you're dry.
Can you give him a nice pompadour while you're doing it, or something like that?
Nice little hair.
That's amazing.
This is the first time he's really impressed.
I'll tap his shoulder and say, "There's a better use for a bedroll."
Oh, shit! Give her some inspiration.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can have an inspiration for that.
It is warm in here. Look at this. Warm in here for anybody else. This is going to be a telenovela now.
There you go.
All right, let's keep those checks rolling here. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, here. I'll have a loony do acrobatics.
There you go. Advantage.
All right.
Yo, yeah.
And great job, loony.
You just chuck her. No.
Okay. I just high-five her along the way.
Yeah.
Great job.
Amazing.
Great job.
All right. Set low center of gravity.
You're damn right. She's so good.
I think Luna just like gracefully hops across the rocks like it's nothing. Yeah,
I think that's probably fair, right?
Yep. And then Artemis, let's see. Okay. Acrobatics. Whew. All right, then. That'll do.
All right.
So I rolled a die.
Whoa, what? No.
I've been rolling dice while this is happening. It's just important because Noctis, your passive perception is high enough and they rolled low enough that you detect something nearby.
Oh God.
Where?
Oh.
Already.
What and where? That's right.
Okay. It's due north of you.
Is everybody within my 30 feet radius back again?
No.
Or no?
I think we should be across.
I think they see us.
It's right here.
What about Amy?
We already know.
Okay.
This was all just a game to be played.
Fair enough.
All right, but I can't tell what it is.
You see... no, you can, because they rolled abysmally badly.
Ooh, maybe we can be... Well, yeah.
No.
Is that a raptor? That's a raptor, right? Not an owl?
That's a raptor.
That's a raptor.
I mean, it's a funky looking owl, yeah, I guess.
No!
Go ahead. What do I see?
He's up the bank, right in this tree right there, behind it.
Okay.
Good looking raptor.
So we're in mental communication with the party. So I'm gonna start by just saying, there's an avian watching us, and I think. What I would like to do is, can I see up this bank enough to teleport up here behind him? Like maybe hide behind this tree up here and see him from behind.
You can, hold on, let me the right thing here. So that bank, let me check the height. The first wall is 10. The second one is another 5. So it's 15 feet up higher than you are that he is. If you can see it up there, you could teleport up, but not really too far behind him unless you climb up the tree.
But I can teleport behind him, just not like as far as I wanted.
Right.
Okay. Let me teleport immediately behind him.
Whoa.
and I'm just going to stealthily lean over so I can whisper in his ear and be like, hey there.
Raptor speaking.
All right.
We'll see.
So it's like, I can't move myself up this bank.
Okay, I'll move.
Yeah.
I'll move you up there.
Well, you got to teleport, you know.
I don't know if this would count as I need to hold my action in case he reacts poorly. But a ready action might be helpful there, too.
Well, the two of you are going to we'll roll initiative, but regardless of how you roll, I'm going to let you move first this time because you surprised him. For sure. He was not expecting that at all.
And he only saw or heard that one, right? So far?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So far.
Yeah.
Hopefully just the century, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, you know... We come in peace. Live long.
With a dagger to your throat, we come in peace.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's no dagger. I'm just whispering in his ear.
That's gunboat diplomacy, right?
Oh my God.
Pretty all nice. Right. So you do have a dagger up, like around his throat?
No. No.
I was just messing around. Okay. I'm just messing around.
No weapons. I literally just like am one step behind him and then whispering in his really close to his ear. Like, I'm a dick. I'm trying to startle him, but I'm not actually drawing weapons. Monk, I don't need to draw weapons, buddy.
All right. Well, he is going to take a swing at you. He's got a tomahawk in his hand. And so he's immediately going to swing it at you.
Okay. So my.
But I'll let you respond to that since you caught him completely and you're probably expecting something like that.
Yeah. My ready to action is patient defense.
Okay.
Which I can't.
Is Zariel aware of what's going because on
I'm not in combat yet.
Connection. Yeah. He told Zariel.
Yeah, I told everybody. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and that's basically dodging, meaning he'll have a disadvantage, correct?
You know what? I'm just checking to make sure I got that right. Like I named the right thing. No, this one says disengage. There's another one that I'm thinking of. Or maybe I'm just wrong.
Well, you could just take the dodge action if it's just that. Patient defense, I think, is a combination of dodge and disengage.
You're right. I will just take the dodge action then.
Okay. Yes, you rolled a 13, which is insufficient.
It really is.
Very insufficient.
And I'll say, hey.
All right.
I got my hands up like this, like, hey, I'm unarmed, not here to fight, unless you're here to fight. The implied, unless you're here to fight.
Right. He lets out an ear-piercing screech.
Oh, boy.
Which is immediately answered. By several similar cries, both near and far around you.
I am here to fight then.
We cast Pass Without Trace though, so like. Fuck.
By near, how near is near?
Give me a perception check.
Okay.
Should I do a perception as well since I'm right next to him?
Sure. All right. Zariel, best you can tell is that they are somewhere on this map.
Okay.
In this area. Noctis, though, you rolled extremely well. So there are definitely some coming from the west on the cliff side there, and a couple more to the north in various areas, basically surrounded.
Are they
on the map close by?
Great. Wonderful.
I think this is an egg. Can we see any of them or no? Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay. I'm gonna reach into the bag of holding and keep the egg in the bag, but like be ready to pull the egg out of the bag.
Okay.
Until we
see. All right. Well, this guy is standing in front of you, like ready to fight, but he's not attacking you yet. He's waiting for his buddies to come. Are you going to do anything in the next 6 seconds?
I'm not going to fight him, but I am going to
talk about this.
Tell him. Yeah. I'm going to tell him, look, I came here unarmed. I'm not here to fight you. There's no need. I'm going to be all monkey. I don't know. I'm a terrible role player, but I'm all monkey. Yeah. Like, you know, violence is never the answer in thinking to myself, unless it is, which I say to the rest of the party.
Same page.
Yeah.
Yes. Fang is in its dimensional space at the moment.
Yeah, there's so you can have a dagger or like a regular dagger, but it's just in my belt. So could I try persuasion to see if I can convince him to not fight us? All right.
That worked sure. for you last time.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Yeah. You have an inspiration?
You know what? I do. I will try it. Why not? I'll try that again.
Another 5.
Yeah, it's going to be a 2 this time.
Oh, no.
Oh, see? It was a 2. No.
Yep.
Wait, let me try again.
Call inspiration.
It's going to be a 20.
These inspirations are not working out for you guys tonight.
No.
Not. All right. Yeah, he's not buying it. Now, from another tree at the top of this hill here, let me put them out. Can't find my people. Oh, there they are. Some of you, I don't think some of you aren't going to be able to see this just because of the way the map is set up, so I will show you the picture. All right, stepping out from the top of the mount of the mound there steps an authoritative figure. There, well, let me show players.
Oh, so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Can you ping where they were coming from?
Artemis, show them your druid.
Yep.
Hmm?
Show them your druid.
Oh, yeah. I'll go full right star map and turn all celestial and shit, too. How's that?
Okay. I think as this person reveals themselves, Zarya will kind of step more into the open so they can see her. Pull the egg out of the bag of holding and, like, kind of hold it up like this with both hands carefully. And yell with she'll cast Thaumaturgy to make her voice louder.
Okay.
And yell, "We took something that belongs to you from someone who meant to harm it. We're here to give it back."
Real gambit play right here, Zarya. Mm.
Queen's Gambit.
Queen's Gambit. She's looking at the ceiling. She's on drugs.
Zariel's on the black side.
Give me a persuasion check.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Can I have anything from my booming voice or no?
Well, that would be intimidation, I think. Oh, I think it does, right in the rules, give you an advantage on intimidation. But if you
intimidation.
Want persuasion.
If you, unless you want to just tell them that you're going to about to dash it to the ground if they don't chill out.
Yeah.
No.
Okay,
no.
Okay. Hold on. Everybody chill.
Try and see if I have anything that can help myself here. Hold on.
I'm glad you got the egg.
Can we all just hide in a loony's tiny hut? Just let it blow over. Let's all just gather. I'll start a fire. Flynn can get cozy.
Oh my God, we're gonna die.
I'm getting out my emotional support blanket now because I'm scared.
That's good.
Okay, I don't think I could help myself here, so I'm just gonna roll it. I do have inspiration. I'm gonna use the inspiration. These rolls early is gonna be a good roll.
Man, we were supposed to
call it. You're gonna get a 20 this time.
It's gonna be a 20.
Hold on.
One time today.
Okay.
That was very close.
Almost.
Close.
Okay. Thank God for inspiration.
Yeah.
you're about to eat a lightning bolt to the chest otherwise. Okay. So she has her arms up as if she's about to give the command to attack. But then her hand stays up as soon as she sees the egg and hears what you have to say. And she's silent for a very long moment before she calls down using thaumaturgy of her own. And she asks, she says, "Where did you get that egg?"
We found.
Are you intimidated?
Am I intimidated? Probably, honestly.
I think you're all.
I'm intimidated right now.
I'm intimidated.
Yeah, we all know we're a little bit out of our depth here.
Okay.
Go Zarya.
Okay. Two things. I'm going to talk, and I'm also going to have Kenna, who can project, like, images and stuff, like, send her what we saw in her head.
Yeah, you ever go into the orchestra and they, you know, they put photos on the wall? Yeah. Trauma. Same vibes.
Below the steeps, we came across some avians who had been murdered horrifically and followed the trail to a group of dwarves. We thought they might have some things that didn't belong to them. We found an egg and we took it back with the intention to return it to its rightful place if we could. And for what it's worth, they did find us later. They tried to kill us and they're dead now. So.
And those images also come up. There's an image of Roth.
We got your revenge and we're
here. Roth was definitely going wild.
Yeah. You got so like they've seen the desecrated bodies. They've seen a sneaky sneaking by rivers and grabbing eggs and leaving. They see Ross smacking somebody in the face. We're seeing a lot of goop everywhere. Like they got, you know, picture tells 1,000 words.
Yeah.
So it's like 1,025 words they just got.
I love it.
It's almost like they were there.
They're visuals because they're, you know, they're
wrapped and everything. Yeah.
And I'll also put it gently on the ground and like back away from it so they don't feel intimidated.
All right. She takes another moment to process everything. And then a black avian, with black feathers, comes up and stands next to her.
Oh, sick. Look at his iPad.
Cool.
And they confer to each other in avian. I doubt any of you know avian.
Oh.
It's going
to
be a solo.
They know how to say hello.
Yeah, did Renlore or whatever the hell his name is teach us anything?
Yeah, Renlore.
Honestly, did he?
Yeah, Redler taught us just, you know, the key phrases. A bunch of swears.
Yep.
A bunch of swears. Hello, you know, and that's about it.
And where is the bathroom?
Yeah.
And a beer, please.
Where's the bibliothèque, s'il vous plaît? Where is the library? Okay. So after a long pause, she calls down and she says, "You have bought your lives with the egg. However, our law is clear. Those who trespass on avian grounds must bleed. Therefore, the challenge shall not be to the death, but your honor must be fulfilled. Prepare to defend yourselves."
Wait, hold on. They speak it in common or no?
Yeah, they're speaking in common to you.
Okay, can we propose a champion battle instead of an all-out fucking war right here?
I expect so.
I propose that.
Okay.
Roth proposes, he says, well, are they coming to get the egg or what?
Well, nobody's moved yet. You can only see three avians at the moment.
Okay, fine.
Are you going to issue a challenge?
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to issue a fucking challenge. Roth says, you know, we appreciate your understanding and we are happy to return this egg to you. Instead of there being bloodshed everywhere on both sides, why not just have a duel between one of your champions and one of ours?
Okay. Give me a persuasion check.
Champion.
Hell yeah. Ooh. Oh, my skills are right up here. This is kind of nice.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, it is nice.
Super nice.
That HUD is pretty good.
Right? I love the hood.
Well, she thinks for a moment, and then the black avian.
Yeah.
Kind of pushes her aside a little bit.
Of course. Duh. No question.
As he says, only one among you is strong enough to take us on.
Okay.
Are you that weak?
I'm going to grab the egg. I'm going to cast Misty Step and appear right next to them.
Christ. And
okay.
And hold out the egg. And say, I wouldn't say that. We just have a little more traveling to do. It's inconvenient to bleed.
What's the range on Misty Step?
I think it's 60 feet. I'll walk forward a little bit if I have to. Yeah.
Yeah. You can get to the top of this hill. This.
I've now seen two people teleport.
Okay, you can get to there with one teleport.
Okay.
And what do you say to them again?
She can say it, yeah.
I said something like, he asked if we weren't strong enough, and I said something like, I wouldn't say that, it's just inconvenient to bleed when you have traveling to do.
Okay, make another persuasion check.
So many checks.
We're trying.
Can I intimidate?
I know. I'm so nervous.
You can intimidate. Sure. Yeah.
Especially
I'm a turkey with advantage.
What are you doing to make yourself appear formidable?
If she doesn't stand up straighter, I'll say that.
Let me see what my active spells are. Hold on.
Are you still holding the egg while you're doing this, too?
Yeah, but I'm not going to, like, threaten to drop the egg.
Right, right.
I'll use, like, Thorn Whip to little sprout little, like, shadows and stuff. So I'm just kind of, like, a wreath of shadows.
Oh, like my eye floater.
Yeah.
Dario imitates Zario. Eye floater.
Okay, is that sufficient for intimidating?
Yes, that is sufficient.
Okay. Is my voice still booming? So I can have advantage on it.
Sure.
It's up to you. Yep.
Yeah.
It's definitely still booming.
Oh, we suck at this.
God, our rolls have been terrible.
All right. Actually, the shadows worked against you a little bit.
Okay.
When it sees the tendrils of the shadow sprouting from you, That immediately alarms all three of the ones that you can see a little bit.
Okay, fine.
And they say, you're like them. You're infested by shadow.
I'm going to say, well, hold on. No, she's just a little different. Okay. Some people are some way, some people are another way. She's not infested. She's a great friend. A great friend, I mean, kind of just like a new acquaintance that I'm not feeling great about either. do you accept our challenge of one-on-one? We'll put her in the back. She doesn't even have to be involved. Okay.
And Roth is like, I am of the light, motherfucker.
I am of the light. I'm like, I am of the light. I'll do a little light dance or something for
do
him.
Do your
okay?
light thing. Do your radiant dance.
I'll do a light thing. You know, I'll give him a show. You know?
Oh, boy.
All
right, Kelly, I'm going to time check you in my gap. So yeah. You can.
Let's so resolve this.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Can I
your well-being?
I what roll to save us?
Yeah, give me a check. Persuasion.
Yeah.
God.
So I'm going to go ahead and use my inspiration.
Cleared out that inspiration.
You know what?
And
you know
lucky.
What? An idea. Can I, instead of persuasion, and I'll just use my inspo already because I rolled bad. Can I do
the
performance
one, yeah.
instead?
Describe what you're doing to make it performance.
I'm doing a whole show here. This is a whole shtick, right? Of like, I'm like trying to convince them that like, oh, you know, it's a whole thing. And like, don't worry. Like we have the light on our side and I give them a little light dance. It's okay if you say no. I was just like,
he's going to get up there and sing, I am the champion. Who's yours?
Are they functional? Okay, for you, they're functionally the same. So, yeah, roll what you like.
Michael, it's the same modifier. It's the same modifier. I just
yeah, exactly. So I don't care. Fine. It's performance.
Oh, okay. Better.
Dog and pony show.
Take it. Mm-hmm. It's the third best roll we've had today. So we're going to take that.
Yeah.
All right, everybody?
Damn.
All right, he hops off the 20-foot tall cliff face and flutters down, does a bit tumble in the air, and lands. Does his own performance roll a little bit? Actually, I'm curious what it is.
He should
not.
He should do a raptor dance.
What a show off! I can do that.
Are they having a dance off?
Yeah. It's going to be.
This is a dance battle.
It's going to be like Barbie.
He danced so good.
He does. Yep. He does double barrel gainer, whatever. I don't know.
Kenergy.
Comes down, lands style, the way that avians only something, a creature that can quasi fly.
And then he winks, but he accidentally winks with the eye under the eye patch, so nobody knows.
Yeah, that's what kept it from being a natural 20. That's why it's only a 19.
I forgot which item.
Couldn't do the wink.
And he says, I'll tell you what, human. I'll accept your challenge, or your offer of a challenge. For each of you shall have one opponent to fight. And you will be mine, as he holds up his short sword.
Honestly, guys, it's probably better than anything else we're going to get. See, the unfortunate part about this is if Kelly didn't go spooky mode, I was going to say that she should be the champion.
I'm not really a one-on-one kind of girl.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
I have like 30-something hit points.
I'll say I need to confer with my colleagues here. I'm going to have to stretch first. But if I get the go-ahead, you know, we're going to do it.
How's everybody feel about going one-on-one with somebody?
I don't know if we have a choice.
I mean,
no, we always have a choice.
That's
like Noctis is eyeing up this guy he's standing beside, and he's like, I can take it.
Luna is like, boo!
And as on my shoulder, like, let's go, let's go. It's so long since
I'm always down.
Of course, Flint is. We'll say, yeah. All right, not Flint's, to the death.
Flint is scary as fuck in a one-to-one, though. He's, that's his.
Oh, I bet.
Gonna on the first turn, yeah.
It's going to be pretty great.
I'll give everybody a hint. My first turn is going to be to cast Bless on a few of you. okay, I say we accept your challenge. I'm going to need just a second to, you know, like just stretch out a little bit. And we're going to incapacitation, not to the death.
We should do it in the arena up here.
Oh my
god. One at a time.
Next. I like that idea. Yeah, he says, don't worry. We're skilled healers. None of you will die. You have our word.
Mm.
Clasp on the shoulder. I lay on hands for him. Just for one point, and he feels a warm glow.
Wow. Okay.
It's giving Friendly Fight Club.
Oh, yeah, Friendly Fight Club.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is interesting. I've never experienced something like this. Let's do it.
This is going to be fun.
I'm looking through all my stuff, being like, okay, how can I buff myself? Everything's spooky and shadowy. And I feel it's going to be a problem.
Oh, you know, you gotta do it.
He seems to have diffused it a little bit. But you're probably going up against the shaman. For sure. I
think we could do like a sneaky like buff each other before our battles like begin, you know? Like if it's like, okay, you know, it's a Colosseum, you know, quote unquote thing, and like we're all waiting before the next person goes, like I can do like a tap on the back and like bless somebody right before they go in, you know?
Okay. Like the avian pantheon.
Yeah, I think we can do like, we should all think about buffs for each other that are inconspicuous before they go.
I can offer you almost nothing. I'm so sorry.
I don't know
if any of it's inconspicuous because we've got like.
I'll just say that what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
I know. I should have done the shit and just done it next week.
And the foul pun is intended. So.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, okay. So this makes, I was not expecting like a one-on-one duel thing. So why don't we, since Kelly needs to leave anyway, why don't we convene here or finish here so that I can give a little more special attention to each of your opponents for next time.
All right.
Hey, Michael, I have a suggestion.
Okay.
For you specifically and nobody else. I want to stay after the call.
Okay, we can do that.
Oh, no.
I just have, sometimes my brain works and it's probably a bad idea, but I have a suggestion for you.
Well.
Okay. All right, I look forward to it.
Maybe from the Pokeball.
Yeah, dude, honestly, Pokeball. Two Pokeball all day.
We got 13 of us. All right, that was a fun session.
It was.
Welcome back, Sheila.
Thank you. Yes.
Wait, when are we meeting again?
Yes.
Can we keep this Thursday train going for a few more weeks or no?
I can't.
I love Thursdays.
Okay.
Thursday I cannot do.
Okay, no worries.
Or Tuesday. But yeah, next week kind of sucks.
We do, and I know it's
Monday.
Maybe rough. Can we do Friday?
I can do Friday.
I'm gonna be,
home,
and so I can't really do the weekend.
Okay, sure. That's fair.
Yeah.
I could do Monday.
Monday?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's like in 3 days, but.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's really, that's short. Is that enough time, Michael, or no? Probably not.
I'll have the weekend. So.
Well, and if somebody can't,
I can probably manage it.
Monday?
Yeah.
Does Monday work for everybody?
Yeah, Monday's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably you can swing it. I gotta check.
Okay.
Probably. You can also go without me. Like, we're doing one-on-ones or whatever.
Yeah, I think we could.
That's true. We might not even get, you know, if we put Roth last, save the best for last.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Boss.
Boss Bird. Have a wing.
Boss Bird, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
You guys ever watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yes, of course.
When they, the bird, like when the eagle, when they're fighting. It's just so dumb, dude.
Oh, yeah. That's the gonna ring.
Be... Yes.
Oh, God. Hey, fight milk. Yeah,
fight milk.
Fight milk.
Like a bird.
All
right, let's say Monday, and if I can't make it, it'll be fine.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Alrighty, and this was a true possible combat, this is probably going to be the hardest combat you've ever had, but as it is, it might still be. We'll see.
Yeah.
I like good luck, the hardest everybody.
Right. I know that Zarya's too competitive to let herself die, and she's going to be all weird and maybe make this worse for everyone.
I hope so.
Classic. Oh, okay, I'm gonna go to bed.
All right.
All right.
Everyone. See you.
All right.
Bye.